According to Rav Atayi, Reisha v'deloy pirish. Sefer, the pirish is very good. The Reisha says that when he dies, the get is good, because there the husband didn't speak out, the pirish, it has to be 2 years. So then we say it's only minastam 2 years. Minastam means when the husband wants to have vocha, when he needs it. But if the son dies, he doesn't need it, so then the father to get is good. El Rav Ashi, Maishina Reisha, Maishina Sefer Kasha. But according to Rav Ashi, that both of them is talking about minastam. The Rashi says, "El Rav Ashi, the Yom Rashi, the Masis in Yom Echad Kama, Al Koch Meisa Ben Oyah Diktoni Gan Shemais Vloini Kasa Klal." That's what you have to say according to Rav Ashi. Now, the Rashi, according to Rav Ashi, all she had to do was just nurse one day. That's all. So then the Mishnah says, if the kid dies, the get is good. So it has to mean even though she did not nurse at all. So then the question is why? She didn't do anything other Tanai. Why is the get good? What's the ratio? Because according to you, Rav Ashi, all she had to do was just nurse one day, and she kept on pushing it off. And then finally the son died, so there's no kiyum Tanai. The get should not be good. So versus Kasha, that's a little bit Kasha according to Rav Ashi. In this time, according to Rav, where she has to nurse all the 2 years. Then it says that even though she started to nurse, if the baby dies, then there's no more havocha, there's no more gain, so therefore the get is good. But according to Rav Ashi, it's time at tonight that she had a nurse one day, so if the baby died before she did it, there's no key at tonight, the get should not be good. Tomorrow goes by Kasha. Tell the Rabbi, word like this. The husband says, Hareze gitcho al-manashe teshamshi esabish teshon. Again, the husband says, clearly, I'm giving you the get on the condition that you work, you meshamish my father, for 2 years. Or else you nurse my son for 2 years. So afal pishlo in the sky matanai, even though she did not do the tanai, her raise the get. Still the get is good. Why? Lefishlo yomah lo im tishamshi im lo tishamshi. Because he did not make a tanai kofel, did not speak out both ways. That if you're meshamish, then the get is good, and if you don't, the get is no good. Or else the husband did not speak out im taniki im vim lo taniki. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Because Ramei holds every Tanai is only good if you made a Tanai kofel. You have to speak it out both ways. See, all the husband just said is, here's a get, almanas, that you're meshamish my father, but he did not speak out that if you're not meshamish my father, the get is no good, therefore the Tanai means nothing. So what happens is, the husband gave his wife a get, the get is good. That's Ramei Shita. So Chachamim Maimrim, no, Niskayim Atanai, we asked Avakiyim Atanai, this is no good. As they hold, you don't have to have Tanai Kofu. So therefore, the Tanai is a good Tanai, and if she does not nurse or Meshamish the father, the get is no good. And what about, if the Chomam is kind of Tanai, raise a get. The Yimlav ain't a get. If she does not do the Tanai, then the get is no good. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Ein Lecho Tanai Diksuvim, all the Psukim that talk about Tanoyim, Sheina Kofu, it's not Kofu. In other words, all the Tanoim that says in the Torah, it's always a Tanai Kofel. That's what Rav Shimon says. So Gemara says, Ika the army some said to Rav Meir Kamalei, that Yeshiva Megamliel is talking to Rav Meir, and the Ika the army some said to the Rabbanon Kamalei, he's talking to the Rabbanon. What does that mean? Ika the army some said to Rav Meir Kamalei, that Yeshiva Megamliel is talking back to Rav Meir and saying like this, Rav Kamalei, Ein lucha Tanai b'ksuvim sheina kofel. A lot of psukim in the Torah that talks about a Tanai always says kofel. It says both ways. If you want this way, the other way, the other way. And Rashi says, Shein kofel going os tinokim yelosi. By Avraham Avinu it says, you should be free from the Shvua. Going im shochem mashocha by Pasha Soito. Him tovu shmatim im tumana marisem. Posit nishayo. So the psukim there say both ways. If you do it, yes. If you don't do it, no. So what does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean to ask Rameya then? He means to ask him like this. In Cain, if so, the Gemara says that it says the heaven luhu is, if so it is, Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Ki Yechod. It's like the Torah said this Chiddush two times already, that you have to have a Tanai Kofel. And then the Klal is, the whole Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Ki Yechod, the Klal is Ein Malamdin. We don't learn out from this. So like Rav Shimon Gamliel is asking the question to Rameya. How could you tell me learn out from the Tanai of Bnei Gora Bnei Ruvein? That has to be a Tanai Kofel. And Moshe told him, if you go over and fight, you get the land. If you do not go over, you won't get the land. So you're learning out from there, all over Tzvayim has to be kafel. The question is, no, the Torah said this Chiddush two times. It says it in the Parsha Saiter also. If you didn't do the Avera, this will happen. If not, this will happen. So it says it in the kafel two times, then the klal is, Shnei Ksuvim, the Torah says it twice. Like the question is, why does the Torah have to say it twice? If you want to learn out, just say it once, and we'll learn out all over. Since the Torah took its time out to write it a second time, it's mashma only in these places do you have to have a Tanai Kofel. But all other places, you do not need a Tanai Kofel. Tata Shuma Gamliel's Kasha and Reb Meir, all over, it should come out that you should not have to have a Tanai Kofel. So here by Gitting, the Tanai should be, and even though they did not speak out the Kofel. That's one way to learn. Vika the army some to know the Rabbanan Kamalhu, that Yeshua Gamliel was arguing on the Rabbanan Shita. Vachi Kamalhu, this is what he was saying to the Rabbanan. In the Torah, a lot of times we're talking about Tanoim, conditioned to speak out both ways. If you do it, yes. If you don't do it, no. If so, we should learn out from there to all over. That's what the Shimon Gamliel's Kasha was to the Rabbanim. How come you say you do not need a Tanai Kofel? Why not? The Torah all over speaks about a Tanai Kofel. So you should need it all over. That's what the Shimon Gamliel meant to ask the Kasha according to the Rabbanim. This Gemara says to Raminu, I have a question. It says, I raise the Gitcha. So has been given to get to his wife and tells her, Almanasha to Sham Shiasaba, Almanasha that you work for my father, Shtei Shonim 2 years. We also Almanasha to Nikias Beni Shtei Shonim. And then it says, Meisu Abba, Meisu Ben, if the father, the son dies. Ain't no get to remain, it gets no good. Why? That was some seed. Yeah. It's only get is no good. So who the question is why? I mean, since here wasn't a Tanai Kofel, so who the get should be a good get? Here it's Mashmo, the Tanai is a good Tanai, and therefore since there was no Kiyama Tanai, the get is no good. Tachomar Nechom say, Afo Pishla, Niskayim Matanai raise a get. Even though they did not be Mekayim, they did not work for 2 years, still the get's a good get. Why? Because Yechol Yishetiyom Aloy, she could say back, Tein Liyavicha V'yam Shenu. I want to do work for your father, just your father died. Give me back your father and I'll work for him. Tainli Binchu, give me back your son, the Anikenim, and I'll nurse him. That's what the Chumash say. But I call upon the Chura Kasha the Ramei, not the Rabbi Meir. Kasha the Rabbon, not the Rabbon, the Chura's a Kasha here. Do you have to have a Tanai Kofel? Don't you have to have a Tanai Kofel? Here Rabbi Meir says, Mashmi, even though it was not a Tanai Kofel, the Tanai is a good Tanai. And therefore, since the husband only gave the get on Manasseh that you work for my father 2 years, so the father dies before 2 years, nothing doing. You do not have the key in my Tanai, it gets no good. But the question is, according to Rav Meir, since it wasn't a Tanai Kofel, the Tanai should not mean anything. So Rav Meir says like this, to Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, Kasha. And who are the Nechom, most of the same Kasha? According to Nechom, the Tanai should be a good Tanai. And if the Tanai is a good Tanai, so before we have now Mishnah, that if she die, the gets no good. Because since the husband spoke out clearly, he wants you to work for 2 years, so even though they died, but you didn't do the Tanai. So how come in a Chum said the get is good? So Mori says first, I'll tell you the Rameya Lakasha. Tell you there's no steer on Rameya according to on Rameya. Hosam the loy kofel of Tanai. Hosam the kofel of Tanai. It's true. Even though the Brisa doesn't say it, but we have to put into this Brisa where the husband was made a Tanai kofel. He spoke out clearly. That I'm only giving you the get on Manasseh, you worked for my father 2 years. But he spoke out, if you do not work for my father 2 years, you will not have the get. So that's why, here Emmaus says that the get is no good. I'll tell you, if Rabbanan, not Rabbanan, like Hashai, you have a speech with Rabbanan. And now Mishnah Smashma, that when the husband speaks out clearly, he wants you to work for 2 years, even though the father dies before that, the get is no good. And here we stand the Chum and say, no, the get is good. I'll tell you, man chachomim dehocho, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel hi. Who's the chom here on this price? It's Rav Shimon Gamliel about Mishnah. The Yoma that says, kol ikuva, shayna, hey man, I raise the get. Anytime she's not at fault, why she can't do the work for 2 years, the get is a good get. That was the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel. And he says, even though the husband spoke clearly for 2 years, but it only meant that they should be like havocha. He should have a gain on the deal. But if it's not her fault, why she can't do it, then that's called the key matanah, the get is good. See, even though the Mishnah Chum argue, I tell you here, the Brice is not the Chum of our Mishnah, but the Brice here goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Tana Rabbon, word like this. O Malo Bifnei Shnayim, if the husband says in front of two Eidim, Hareze Gitcho Amenashe Teshamshi Es Abo Beishanim, making a Tanai that you have to work for my father 2 years. The Chos of Yomo Bifnei Shnayim, then the husband went in front of two different Eidim, and said like this, Hareze Gitcho Amenashe Titno Li Mosayim Zuz, I'm only giving you the gift, Amenashe, to give me $200. So lachur is loy bittel divri achor nesarishin. It's not the pshat that the husband had charota, chazara, but he wants two things now. He's only being moisif. The wife's gift is only good if she does both things. She has to work for the father 2 years, and she also has to give the husband $200. Rotusso misham shosoi, rotusso nesenes loy mosayim zuz. Oh no. The Mars mashmi, either one is enough. One is not place of the other, but you don't have to do both. Mashmi, either one is enough. So Rashi says, Loi Bittu means, Shaloi Bozeh Lohoisif. He's not coming to add, you need two things. Midlo Yamalo, Shetitni Mosayim Zuz. So he said for Satsanar Rishon, Allah can Ami Loi Bo. So he's not coming to add, but he's also not coming to uproot it. So what does it mean to say? You have your choice. The husband now is giving her a choice. If you want to either give me 200, or if you want to work for my father. So both Tanoim are true. Either one is good. Yes. Avol Omolo, but what's going to be? Avol Omolo b'fnei shnayim, if the husband says in front of two Eidim, Harei ze gitzcho amenashe titnu li mosayim zuz. Amenashe, condition you give me $200. Then the chaz of Omolo b'fnei shnayim, then the husband says a second time in front of another two Eidim, Harei ze gitzcho is your get, you should know, amenashe titnu li gimel meyazuz. That I want $300 from you. So in this case, we say for sure, bittel divrei achron esarishon. The husband means to be mavato the first Tanai. In other words, $200 is no good. I changed my mind. The get's only good if you give me $300. And the ein echod min arishonim, the echod min achronim etzarfen. You can't have one aid from the first Tanai and another aid from the second Tanai to be good for Eidim. So verse of the high, in which case are you telling me this? Ilay Masayv, you're telling me now the same for the second case. Hare Bito, like Pshita. Of course you can't use the first two Eidim. Because you're telling me, since the husband later said, Amenashe, give me $300, what he meant to say is the first Tanai is Bottle. That's not the condition, 200. There's a new condition now, only of 300. So Pshita, you can't use those first two Eidim. Because that condition is Bottle. So of course you can't use that Eidim. Elo Aresha. What he meant to tell us is in the Aresha. Even though the Rashi was saying again, when the husband made two conditions, and either one you could do, either give me $200, or else work for my father 2 years. And he said these two conditions in front of two different pairs of Eidim. So even though we're saying either condition is good, but if you only have one aid from the first, and one aid from the second, those two can't be put together. So where it says, treat, of course, also, it's like two different conditions. Like, how can you put the two together? So where it says no, now the time are called the kiyume tanai mitstafrin. Any time you have to wait them here, and each one of them is a part of the kiyum of a tanai for this get. Maybe you could put them together. Kamashmula, no, you can't. So Rashi says, now the time hoyilu mekayim gita bechad bani tanai. Since any one of these two conditions is enough to make to get a good get, either give the 200 or else work for the father 2 years. Have a look at Chad Tanai. Maybe I consider it like one big Tanai. The whole started in the Sadla Kiyuma Tanai, Daigito Stafi. So therefore you can have one eight from the first Tanai and one eight from the second Tanai. Maybe I could put the two together. Kamash Milano, since the Maisa are two separate Tanoyim, you can't put these two things together. Sakti Mishnah. Harei ze gitcho, the husband gives a get to his wife and tells her, here's your get, im loy bosi mikan ad shloshim yoyim. If I do not come back within 30 days, for Yehoduch Yehuda legolo, he was traveling now from Yehuda to Golo. So what he meant to say is, that when I start to go to Golo, if I do not come back within 30 days, then the get should be good. But if I come back before 30 days, then the get is bosom. Now it says the Mishneh, giya liyant, Antifros. If he comes to this city Antifros, then the Chosri comes back home within the 30 days, Botol Tanai. He's Mavatel Tanai. Even though we'll see in the Gemara, Antifros is called part of Yehuda, But I call upon him, that's called his honest way to Golul. And if he got this far to Antiphras, and now he comes back home, that's called the Bitla Tanai, and the get is no good. What about the husband says, I raise the Gitchim, Loi Bossi, Mikan HaShleshim Yoim. Again, here's the get, if I don't come back within 30 days. Well, Yehurlich Migolul Yehudi, he was traveling from Golul to Yehuda. So what he meant to say is that when I get to Yehuda, if I don't come back within 30 days, the get should not be good. So Vigil the Kfaras Noi. So now it says the Chiddush should be reached this city called Kfaras Noi. Vichozer, he returns right away to Yehuda again. Bolto Tanai. It's called the good Bitla Tanai. It's called even though Asanoi is still part of Golul, but it's at the end of Golul. It's called he went on the road, and now he came back within 30 days. That's called the Bitul Hatan a Bitla Get, and the Get is no good anymore. All right, turn over. In other words, this is called the Bittul on the Tanai. So Melul Get is no good, even on the Tzad, that he will go away again and stay away for 30 days, nothing doing though. Since he came back first, that was the Tanai, the Get is only good if he doesn't go back within 30 days. But since he came back within 30 days, that's the Bittul on the Get. What about if he says like this, I raise the Get, here's your Get, im loy bos, if I did not come back, mikana shloshim yoim, for now for 30 days. For Yehuda from Dina Sayyog, he was on his way over the ocean. As he was in Eretz Yisrael, going outside Eretz Yisrael. And he reached Akku. Even though Akku is the outside of Eretz Yisrael, but still it's called he's on his way traveling. And now Vachosri comes back within 30 days. Botel Tanai, his Levato, the Tanai the Get is no good. What about if he says, I raise a Get, why a husband gives his wife a Get, here's your Get. Calls the man, she'ever mikeneged panecha shloshim yoim. That the get is good only if kol zman she'evro mikneged panecha shloshim yoim, but don't pass by you for 30 days. That's when the get should be good. So Rashi says, kisheshtoy shloshim yoim oiver mikneged panecha miyad yeget. If 30 days goes by that I don't see you, that's when the get should be a good get. So it says, oh, Yehulach, he was going aboard and he came back. Yehulach aboard, when he came back, Yehulach is Yachad Yimor raised again. If he didn't have Yichud, he wasn't, even though he just saw her, but they weren't alone together, that's not called Mikineget Panecha, and therefore the get would be good. What the husband meant to say is, if I don't have Yichud with you for 30 days, then the get should be good. See, if they didn't have Yichud together, the get is good. Now we'll see in the Gemara this. Tomorrow first says, Lamaimu, you want to tell me the Antiphras, the Golul Hevekaima, that Antiphras isn't Golul. Of course, the Tanai was like this. The husband had in mind to travel from Yehuda to Golul. So he said, if I stay there for 30 days and don't come back, then the get should be good. So who he meant to say is that if he reaches Golul, then if he doesn't come back within 30 days. So you're telling me now that Antiphras is called to reach Golul. For the Gemara Raminu Avakasha, it says clearly, Antiphras be Yehuda. Antiphras is part of Yehuda. But Kvachsnoi be Golem, the city of Kvachsnoi is part of Golem. So how could he say that the Bitl on the Tanai? Bein Tayim. So Martha, the city's in between this. In other words, if he was traveling from Yehuda to Golem, and he passed by Antiphras, and he didn't reach Kvachsnoi yet, so the middle space between Antiphras and Kvachsnoi, that we say, Matinu Noisel Chumra. It's called the Chumra or not, if that's called you reach Golem or not. So therefore we say, Mugureshes, Vienna Mugureshes.